Kevin, how satisfying is a win like this where you lose a lead, come back, tie it up, and find a way in the shootout?
Yeah, no, definitely always super satisfying any win, but yeah, especially a fun one down to the wire like that, you know, in overtime or shootout, so it's fun.
And especially against a team like this that's, I mean, they're pretty tough defensively when they get the lead, especially in the third.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you overcome that?
Yeah, just sticking to our game plan, you know, playing simple and knowing that, you know, it's not going to be probably a 6-6 game or whatnot. So just, you know, we kept it pretty tight defensively, and Elvis obviously, you know, played well too. So, yeah, it's just a good recipe.
What's the pressure like when you've got a shootout puck on your stick needing to keep the game alive?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just try not to think about it.
Just
a normal shootout attempt. Yeah, is all I try to do. And so, yeah, it's not too bad. It's just sports.
Did you have a 5-hole before you even took off? Or
no, I mean, you know, I knew it was an option, like a good option. Yeah, I mean, he kind of tried to poke check me, so yeah, I was ready for that.
You're a guy that I think practices a fair amount. Just how satisfying is it to come through when it matters?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's really fun, the shootout. So, yeah, we had a shootout yesterday in practice, too. So, yeah, it's you know, it's kind of fitting that we did that the day before. So, yeah, it's always fun to get those.
You talked about him going for the poke check. When you see him do that to Severson, is that already in your mind that that's something he might do?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, on the pre-scout as well, and then Marchie reminded me, he's like, this guy likes to poke check. So it was, you know, good to have that in the back of my mind. And yeah, obviously see him do it to Sebo. I kind of thought he wouldn't do it back-to-back. But, yeah, I mean, it wasn't as hard as he tried on Sebo, but, yeah, I tried a little bit, I think.
How big does his win like this feel? Because it felt like in that second period, maybe the last part of the first and the second period, you guys were just kind of hanging on with them to get through that still intact and be able to pull the game like this. How big does it feel?
Yeah, no, definitely huge. I mean, like I said, they're a good team. And, yeah, I mean, it's just a huge win in the standings right now. You know, they all are. So, yeah, definitely feels really good.
Out of curiosity, have you ever tried that shootout move that Texier first did here, and March has done it?
No, I mean, I've tried to like mess around, but nothing serious. I don't really do too well with it, so I'm not too good at that one, so I don't think it'll ever be in the repertoire.
Do you have your go-tos?
Yeah, I got a couple go-tos for sure, and you know, try to be ready, you know, different options if the goalie's doing different stuff, but yeah, definitely, yeah, that's a move I like.
Your team is doing a lot better against your division. What's changed this year? You're enjoying a lot more success, not only against Carolina, but against the rest of your division.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in general, we're just a better team. So obviously that's going to help, you know, against every team. But, yeah, I mean, obviously the divisional games are huge. So we always, you know, have a big emphasis on those. So it's definitely nice we've come up on top of some of them.
How much is the top line for the rest of you guys, and just how consistent they've been scoring? How big is that for the rest of the team to just kind of have that consistent scoring?
No, it's huge. I mean, they've been unbelievable, you know, probably one of the hottest lines, or if not the hottest line in the league right now. So it's huge, you know, especially even like for me, I know I don't want to get going and stuff, but last couple games they've been picking up the slack, you know, and I haven't been burying and whatnot. So it's huge, you know, just obviously love that.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.